And good morning. Welcome to another edition of Health Essentials. JP, it's actually 59 minutes and 11 seconds, but, you know, an hour, that's okay. All right. Someone was just trying to call in. I'm sure you have a question that you want to ask. This program is called Health Essentials. The phone number here at the radio station is 903-586-5257. If you want to call and ask a question. The other day, I was walking down the road, and I looked over, and right by a pipe fence, I saw a plant. And to me, it was just incredible. It was a mullein. Anyway, somebody's trying to call. Let's go to the phone lines. Good morning, and welcome to the program.
Good morning, sir. I was just setting up my phone at the time. I didn't know you can hear me, but either way...
Good. Well, thanks for your phone call.
I hope this finds you doing good.
Well, you're so sweet. Thank you.
I have two questions, one for my mother and one for me. She has, macular degenerate of the eyes.
Yeah, you said it right.
And, okay. Thank you. Wanting to know what all she can do for that. They gave her a shot that was, horrendous, to get the bleeding to stop. And
do you know what the most painful thing that I've ever experienced in my entire life is?
I know what mine was. What was yours?
Well, I got shot in the eye with a BB gun. I've never felt pain like that.
Ooh,
it was like somebody hit me in the face with a sledgehammer when I got shot. It's literally a miracle that I can even see out of my eye right now. But that is the worst pain I've ever experienced. So when you tell me it was horrendous, the shot, oh, man, I believe you.
Yeah, and she has a very high pain tolerance, but it even knocked the wind out of herself.
So it was extremely painful, wasn't it?
Yes, sir. She is taking the eye vitamins. She's got those, but just wanted to know anything else that we could do for her to help out.
Well, I'm just gonna cut to the chase, and let me answer that one first.
Yes,
and as soon as I finish, just take off with your next question. That's good, because I'm a man. I can't multitask like a woman can. So number one.
Good,
well, thanks. You're so sweet. All right, the number one issue that causes macular degeneration is this. If you cannot provide enough oxygen to the eye, then your eye has no choice but to grow a whole bunch of new blood vessels, and guess where they grow them? Right across the macula, which causes you to go blind. So ultimately, you got to think in terms of, what am I going to do to increase oxygen to the eye? And so let me have a go at this. If I had to just choose one substance and one substance only to give someone that has macular, it would be a capsule of powdered kale and Brussels sprouts. I have seen greater results with that than anything else I've tried. And I've tried a lot of stuff over 31 years. And so if you can just accept what I'm saying through faith, kale and Brussels sprouts. There's a product that I use called Cruciferous Complete. The stuff is phenomenal. I cannot give it enough kudos.
Could you spell that, please, sir?
After I write it, I can.
Thank you.
Okay, Cruciferous is CRUCIFEROUS, Cruciferous, and the last word is complete.
Okay.
And so what she needs to do is she probably needs to take about 9 capsules a day. It's like anything else. You have to respond to a problem with the appropriate nutritional strength. You can't just, and I know I'm preaching to the choir when I talk to you, but number one, if you try just like one capsule once a week and say, hey, I'm going to see what happens, it ain't going to happen. You're going to have to meet this head on and run straight toward it and view it as, oh my goodness, my back is against the wall. I'm fixing to go blind. What do I do? Well, the Cruciferous Complete, if you take enough of it, will deliver enough nutrients to help repair your eye. And that's what she wants. She wants her vision back. And so if you do that, now, I know you already know this, so I'm just going to say it pretty simply. If you want to wreck your eyes, eat a bunch of sugar. That'll do it every single time. Another way of doing it is smoking cigarettes. So tell your mother that she has to stop smoking cigars. Ma'am, I'm being serious. Oh, she didn't do this? Okay.
No.
Well, I just made a slight assumption there. Was I wrong? No, but...
Oh, big time. But
yes. Oh, I know. I'm just teasing. You know that. But if she'll hit the 9 capsules a day of the Cruciferous Complete, that could be a game changer. And the other things are, if she needs something sweet, if she can get that from, like, apples and blueberries and raspberries and blackberries and cherries, that's what you want. And then you got to get up and you got to get moving. You've got to get the body moving to increase the oxygen. That's one of the nicest things about walking. You increase the oxygen saturation of all the tissues. So when oxygen is low, your eye has no choice but to grow new blood vessels, but unfortunately, it'll grow them all across the macula and it'll cause you to go blind. So that's the way that you take care of that. And you know what? I'm being very honest with you when I say this. I try to get these turned around while they're still dry macular degeneration. When they're wet, they're tougher because those blood vessels are getting all gooey as they leak and break. And so those shots, they're just trying to weld that all back together again and glue it all up.
Oh, yes, I understand. But hopefully she don't want to ever get another shot.
You know, No. And so I think it's really, I mean, I've come to terms with this before. I shouldn't be able to see out of one of my eyes. It is only by God's good hand of grace and favor that I could even see. I mean, literally, I was blind for a while, but that was the most intense pain that I've ever felt in my life. It was overwhelming, which, you know, that should kind of tell you something. You have so much of your brain is devoted to the sense of vision. And so all those neurological connections, I really think, though, that I've worked at trying to heal that. But I can see perfectly, well, I shouldn't say I can see perfectly fine, but I can see really, really good.
Praise the Lord on that. And if it wasn't for the Lord, we'd all be in a big mess.
You know, I think you and I are going to come to term, and everybody else listening, it's through Him that we live and that we breathe and that we have our very being, right?
Yes, sir. Yes, Praise the Lord.
That's right. What's your second question?
Well, just a little offset of what you said. She has, she's born asthma, bronchitis. She's very, and here lately, just, I mean, she barely even moves, and she is just so out of breath. I reminded her about your thymus with the steam to help with her lungs and stuff. But,
well, I'm just going to break it down for you. She's got to give up dairy products. There's no way around it.
She doesn't. She doesn't do any.
Well, if we can get her on more of a little bit of meat, but mainly cruciferous vegetables like kale and cabbage, cauliflower, broccoli, we can turn this around. But we've got to get her rehydrated. If she could just start drinking water all day long with freshly squeezed either lime juice or lemon juice in it, we might even put like just a small pinch of Celtic salt to give her some minerals, or like a spoonful of Concord grape juice concentrate just to rehydrate her. We got to rehydrate her lungs.
Sounds good.
Thanks.
Thank you.
You're welcome.
The part of me is I started to say something to help with my heart. I don't have anything that has shown this, that, or anything else. But
well, then, perfect. Let's don't wait for something to show up. Let's do it now. That's where, see, if I could just...
The thing I did think about, or the Lord popped into my head, is then let's go with the veins, because I've always had big bulgy veins, but now they're more bumpy and showing
well,
up.
You can make all those go away.
With that, it'll help with the heart.
Well, let me tell you one thing that you're telling me that your body needs. You're gonna have to start taking zinc every day.
I take it 25 because it, over that makes me nauseous. But I think I'm going to have to just boost it up.
Well, it's either that or you change to a different form that's more of a food-based form. And so
I'm trying to build that up too. Okay, more zinc.
There is a supplement called Cyruta Plus. Let me write that down here. Cyruta.
Thank you.
Cyruta is spelled C-Y-R-U-T-A. Cyruta.
C-Y-R-U-T-A. Thank you.
And so it's like a buckwheat juice extract. That is going to help.
I love buckwheat.
You do?
I love buckwheat.
You mean like Little Rascals buckwheat, or you mean the plant buckwheat?
No.
Which one?
Oh, buckwheat, honey, and I do some flowers and stuff. I think that is just wonderful stuff.
You know what I got the other day? I got some buckwheat seeds just because I said, those are gorgeous. I could have had those in the garden, so honeybees know where to go.
Yes.
I have put flyers all throughout the neighborhood requesting that honeybees come and visit me. And I don't know if they can read, but I'm just thinking that if I plant buckwheat, they'll figure it out.
Yes. Well, the Lord will bless you with lots of bees.
And so, let me tell you thanks. The next thing is, you've got to set your mind like Flint. Those veins can completely go away. I actually have pictures to prove it from my own patients. Phenomenal. So one of the things that I'll do is, if you would be willing to rub fresh lemon juice on your legs where those veins are bulging and quite torturous, and then let the lemon juice dry for about a minute or two, then cover them with unfiltered extra virgin organic olive oil, let the chlorophyll in the olive oil, your skin is going to drink it up. You need that.
Actually, you've been talking about using the lemon juice on different areas. Once I squeeze out my two lemons for my water in the morning, and I just started this 4 days ago, I thought, and I try to eat up all the stuff inside the vine and all this. I got to where I'm taking it, and I'm rubbing it all over my hands, and last night for the first time I took the rinds from this yesterday morning and rubbed them on my feet. But I never thought about my veins and stuff.
Oh,
and put
yes.
The olive oil over it.
Well,
oh,
I tell you, I mean, you know, I'm not God here. I can't promise anything to anybody, but I'm willing to bet this. If you walk every day for 2 miles and you do these things like lemon juice and olive oil, you're going to see a change in your veins. You're going to go, oh, my goodness. You know what you need to do right now? You need to take a picture of your veins in the mirror. And once you have a good picture of it, you just keep a date on that. And so you can say it's like the 30th of January. And then 2 months later, take another picture and just compare the two. But you've got to be consistent. I mean, Dr. Robert Fivecoat was my clinic supervisor in school. And he used to pull me aside and say, hey, Roy, you got to remember, son, the three universal healers are time, patience, and consistency. You know what? 30-something years later, Dr. Fivecoat was right. I still think about what he taught me. You know what he used to say to me that I really, really, it really gave me confidence and it gave me peace? I went to him one time and I had a very difficult situation with a patient that I couldn't figure it out. And he was walking down the hall with me to go to the room to examine the patient. And it was a difficult situation. And he told me, he said, Roy, there's got to be just a real simple, easy solution for this. And lo and behold, Robert Fivecoat walks in the room and figures it out. In about 2 nanoseconds, I'm going, oh, my goodness, there was a simple solution. The guy's a genius. But the guy was a healer. Did I mention he was 93 at the time? 93! But the guy was a healer. And so if I had to pick a person to kind of pattern myself after, I'm going with Robert Fivecoat.
I would too. Sounds
anyway,
wonderful.
Anyway, it's just kind of funny how it works out. So if you'll do those things, you just need to tell your body, I need my veins to straighten out. I need good blood flow. And you know what?
Yes,
after you do these things, you're going to look at me one day and you're going to say, hey, Dr. Morgan, I feel amazing. I love the way that my legs feel. You're a genius, Dr. Morgan. Maybe not, but you might say something like that. what you're going to say. You're going to say the body's amazing. Look at God's creation. It can heal itself.
That too, but the Lord also gives people wisdom, and you've helped us out a lot. So thank you very much.
Oh, you're so welcome. And you know what? I know that that's why I was created. I know it.
Yes, so we know it too.
You don't even know how much fun I have all day long. It's almost, I shouldn't even say this on the radio, it's almost like I don't even have to work for a living. If you were to come by my office, if you came by my office and just sat out there on that really, really comfortable couch by the windows, you would say, why are they laughing nonstop back there? And that's just by choice, but people are so fun. And I think that...
When you're doing a job that the Lord has created for you,
yes,
there is fun in it. That is...
Yes, you are so right. I agree with you. Well, I thank you for your phone call today.
Thank you, and God bless you.
God bless you, and I pray that you have great success in watching before your very eyes the human body heal. Thank you, ma'am.
Thank you, sir.
You're welcome. Bye-bye. Bye-bye. Okay, if you want to join me on the radio, there's a phone line officially open. If nobody wants to call, I can just talk about all the research that I've been reading that I find very interesting and very intriguing. But the number here at the station is 903-586-5257. So just a moment in case somebody wants to call and ask me a question. You've got to have your mind set, and you've got to be very clear. You either believe it or you don't believe it. You are going to be the sum total of all the choices that you make. And sometimes a health problem is, you know, is a real serious problem. But it's going to be the sum total of all the individual decisions that you've made. And maybe it's thousands of poor decisions. Well, if that's how you got into this mess, by making bad decisions, you've got to believe that you can get out of it by making good decisions. At the very least, try. Good morning, and welcome to the program.
Good morning, Dr. Morgan.
Good morning. How are you, ma'am?
I'm doing great.
Can you speak up just a little bit for me, please?
Yeah, I had to step outside because my radio's on.
Is it raining outside?
Actually, it is.
Well, how does that
not
affect
much,
how does that affect
bit.
Me if you get all wet? I'm in a nice, dry, warm radio station right now.
You're funny. I have a couple of questions for you.
Yes, ma'am.
I have a friend of mine who has shingles.
Oh, rats. I hate that.
Oh, I know. And he's a very healthy person. He eats real healthy, and he's a physical therapist, and he is really in a lot of pain. And do you have any suggestions?
Well, just in simplicity, there is significant research that shows that very significant emotional stress and strain on the mind and the heart is the triggering event for shingles. Would that make sense?
Okay. Yeah.
Okay. All right. Can I have just artistic license here?
Sure, go for it.
Okay, I'm going to do it all in reverse.
All right.
There is a compound that's produced by the human body called urea. Urea is passed by the kidneys and the bladder. In the urea, or the urine, contains growth hormones and healing factors when it's passed first thing in the morning. I know full well this is going to be the most bizarre topic of all time. But if your friend wanted to dab some urea on the area of severe pain, then he could be the guinea pig to tell me yay or nay if it works very, very fast at resolving the shingles. All right?
All right.
All right. Number two, the largest gland of the immune system is known as the thymus gland. The largest filter of the immune system is called the spleen. He would really, really do well right now if he would start loading up with thymus extract and spleen extract.
Okay.
At least it would give his immune system a chance to respond more robustly, because that's what has to happen. He needs his immune system to say, What the heck is this virus doing along this dorsal root ganglia causing this infection? And you want your immune system to be able to recognize it and say, hey, we are going to eat you for breakfast, Mr. Virus. And so if he does these things, I think there would be a very, very significant change for the better. But those would be the top things that I would look at. Now, the other thing that's worth a try, and I'm not saying this is going to be a whole lot of fun, but sometimes I'll rub lemon juice directly on them and then raw honey. And when I say raw honey, we're talking about what the honeybee collects and regurgitates in the hive for us.
Right.
It could be buckwheat honey, like the lady talked about a while ago.
Right.
I want that honey to look so dirty that you can't see through it.
Yeah, you're thinking, I don't want to put that in my mouth.
Well, no. If your name was Winnie the Pooh, you might.
That's true.
So how about vitamin D?
Would D help at all?
Oh, yeah, absolutely. See, that's brilliant. And so the two fats, well, actually, there's more than that. Sometimes I think about, let me back up. You've heard the term vitamin A. A is an apple.
Yes.
The reason it's called vitamin A is because it's the anti-infective vitamin. So sometimes with shingles or skin infections, always think about mangoes.
Mm.
Wouldn't that be horrible if you called your friend on the phone and said, Dr. Morgan says, eat 7 mangoes today for the high vitamin A content? He would say, great. You've been talking to that guy again? Now I've got to eat mangoes? It would be so delicious. Who's ever heard of a treatment this delicious before?
Well, I love mangoes, and he would do it.
Oh, I know he would.
I have a sauna. Do you think that would help?
Oh, of course, yeah. Saunas are awesome.
Okay.
You know what you could do? You could do the sauna with him, and while he's sitting there and during the heat, you could say, let me tell you something I learned today. The Lord is my shepherd. I shall not be in want.
That's right. I would have his dad tell him. He brings his dad over on Saturdays to sauna. His dad's
well. How many people can? How many people can fit in there?
Two.
I don't think you're right. I think we could squeeze 3 in there.
No, only if you had one standing up.
How's that a problem for me? I don't see the problem in that.
That's true.
Does the word can of sardines ring a bell?
It sounds like sardine time.
Yeah, it does.
Yeah.
No, but those things are all good. Obviously, you avoid sugar like it's the Black Death or the plague because that drags it out. You know, the other thing is, I know I'm stating the obvious, but just kind of hear me out. Sometimes you really don't know what a person's going through unless they tell you. But there's a process that the mind goes through that's called overthinking or overprocessing or the mind racing. And the bottom line is, that is it. If a person starts overthinking and overprocessing, then you know that the body is producing chemicals that are going to break it down. Not good. I mean, I've done that. Do you know how many times I've overprocessed or overthought where my mind is raced at night? Yeah.
Probably as many as mine.
Well, you know what? You might. Well, yes. But you know what? You get to a good place when you can just give yourself permission to turn your mind off and say, all right, I'm done with that. I can't solve it. You know, it's really an amazing thing. But the structure in the brain is called the default mode network. It's a collection of midline brain nuclei and connection points between the right and the left hemisphere of the brain. And I can tell you right now, that absolutely has the highest correlation to people that have panic attacks, anxiety. I mean, do you know what the word anxiety means? I'm kind of asking a dumb question to you. But you know what? You do know what it's like, and I do too, and everybody else listening, when you feel so perceptibly uncomfortable and uneasy on the inside of your body that you just don't like it. That's anxiety. And so being able to lay down in bed at night and being able to turn that off and let it go is huge, huge. That's kind of the path to healing right there, because as long as you're anxious, you've got all this cortisol that's being released by your adrenal glands because they're convinced that you're under attack. I know your friend is not being chased by a pack of wolves, is he?
No, but he did have eye surgery several different times, and it has failed. And
what was the purpose of the eye surgery?
I think it was cataract.
You mean in the surgery failed?
His lens folded in on itself or something like that.
Oh, my word.
And so they've had to take it out and sew it up like three different times or something in one of his eyes.
Well, that, you know what? That would be super stressful to me.
That would be extremely stressful.
That would be extremely stressful. Did you hear what I told that? I'm sorry.
Yeah, and I think that there's a way to turn this around personally.
Where's the shingles located? What's the location of the shingles?
They started out on his arm.
Okay.
But I think they have spread since then.
Well, the body treats shingles, in my mind, like an infection. So if you can just do these things I've told you, the sauna is actually a brilliant idea.
Okay.
Can I ask you a personal question?
Sure.
Did you consult with a very famous health consultant by the name of Scott to arrive at this conclusion? Did you?
No, I considered it, though, but...
It's always a good plan B if you can't figure it out, right?
That's true.
Did you know that he's pretty much a genius?
Well, I do now.
Now, I'm pretty certain he's not listening right now because he's probably in the middle of a consultation with somebody. So that's
probably
just the way it is.
the stuff you were talking about, the cruciferous.
Yeah, the cruciferous complete.
Yes, wouldn't that be a good thing for him?
If he wants his eyes to heal, absolutely.
That's what I was.
You know what
thinking.
The beautiful thing about this is? There's absolutely nothing to lose whatsoever. See, I listen to comments that people make all day long. Like this week, a woman told me, my doctor is extremely concerned about these nutrients that you have me on. And I looked at her and I said, really? Really? Because I'm giving you broccoli and kale capsules, they have a real legitimate concern over that? I looked at her and I said, baloney. That's just baloney. That's stupid talk. I didn't call the person stupid. I didn't even say stupid talk. I'm telling you that. But I thought, we have gotten this so backwards. You know what the bottom line is? Every drug that is prescribed is a chemical. And every chemical is going to have a reaction. So, for example...
That's exactly what I was telling my daughter the other day.
What if you took a drug that's synthetically made and the promise was that it would make you feel elated or make you feel great? Okay, I'll give it that. But guess what's going to happen the next day? You're going to feel like crap afterwards because that's what synthetic drugs do that make you feel good emotionally.
That's right.
But you know what? If you had something natural that God has made, the issue is it's so complex. But you feel good before and you feel good after. There's no negative downside to it. You know what? I have a very, very high value for me. Of feeling really, really good. And so, when I work all day long and my brain does not get tired and I feel really good when I get off work, those are high value days for me.
Yep.
And when I can just be very, very calm and I can focus on the person in front of me and I can kind of love on them and they can, you know, love on me, you know, just for healing purposes, obviously.
Yep.
I totally dig that. And that's the way it's got to be. I don't want there to be stress or tension. But it's so good when you don't have any fear or any anxiety. If a person has continual anxiety and stress, you can just write it down. They ain't going to heal. It ain't going to happen. But if you can alleviate that, and that's where the beauty of natural remedies and natural medicines from nature that God has created for us. Oh, my goodness. I just tell myself sometimes, Roy, do you realize how much He loves each and every one of us? Because sometimes I don't know that I fully grasp or understand that. But it's because of Him that we have all these things. That tells me that He loves us and He cares about us. So
yes, He does.
Healing is right there if you just are willing to give it a shot and try. Is that enough information for you?
I think so. You know, it's enough information. I didn't get to write any of this down because I'm sitting outside, but I'll have you listen to it on the podcast.
Okay, there you go.
I'll be like, there's so much information here that you're going to...
Well,
I'll tell them anyway.
You've got the bullet points in your brain.
Oh, sure, I do.
I mean, because we weighed your brain on a scale one day. It's exactly 3.6 pounds. It's huge. Am I right?
I'm sorry. I believe that was someone else's brain that you
wanted. Oh, no, I remember weighing on the scales. I don't make mistakes like that.
No,
I'm very good with numbers.
My granddaughter's brain, I think, that you were weighing.
Oh,
yeah, that was it.
Yeah, yeah. I'm telling you, she is phenomenal.
Well, thank you very much.
Yeah,
Dr.
you're welcome.
Maureen.
Thank
you.
Have a great day, ma'am. Thank you so much. You too. Bye-bye. Whoops, think I cut her off short. Sorry about that. Okie dokie, if you want to join me on the radio, there is a phone line officially open. Please be my guest. Call right in. I'll push the button and we'll just dive into it. Thank you so much for your phone call. How can I help you today?
Oh, thank you. I'm so happy I got through.
Oh, I'm super happy you got through. This is great.
Yes. Okay. I have developed dry eyes, and I've been putting drops in them, like in the morning. They're non-preservative drops that I buy over the counter at the drugstore. But something must be going on internally with me, and I was just going to check with you. Now, I recently had a hysterectomy in November because I had uterus cancer. But I did have the dry eyes before that, but they weren't as bad.
Gotcha. All right, let me have a go at this, okay?
Okay.
I read an article about a month ago. It was probably actually 32 days, but I'm rounding it off to a month. Is that okay?
Yes.
But in the article it said, they've discovered one of the benefits of omega-3 fatty acids. And I thought, oh, well, I think I know what it's going to be. Well, I was wrong. What the article said is that they think now that one of the greatest benefits of omega-3 fatty acids, and I'm just talking about the fat that comes from, like, you know, eating fish from the ocean, like salmon or halibut, stuff like that.
Okay.
They said it causes a change in the flora of the gut. And I thought to myself, really? And so you may know this already, but there's a chemical that's produced by the human body called serotonin.
Yeah.
When you bathe your brain in serotonin, you feel really, really good. You feel like everything is going to go well. When you don't have serotonin, you start saying, man, this is not going to work out today. I don't see any way out of this. And it really does work like that. And so omega-3 fatty acids, if you consume these from the foods that you're eating or you take them in the form of a supplement, what you're really doing is, according to this article, is you're feeding the good beneficial microbes. And so let me just say this, maybe 25% of all the food that you put in your mouth, it ain't for you. You're not even going to use it. But it's going to feed all the trillions of beneficial bacteria that live deep in your gut. And what they do is they eat that, and then they make compounds for your body. And so let me give you an idea. I'll get to the eyes in just a half a second. There are glands in your skin called sebaceous glands. And these glands produce this oily, waxy-like cholesterol substance that keeps your skin from turning into leather. Would you like to have soft, supple, luxurious, lubricated skin? Of course you would.
Because right now it's dry.
Well, but you're helping me out here, and that's kind of what I was fishing for, so I appreciate your openness here. thanks for playing along with me. Not everybody understands the game I play, but you do, so I love you. But anyway, when you eat food that feeds the beneficial bacteria, then what you're doing is you're making your skin lubricated. But guess what else you're doing? You're lubricating your eyes. And so there are glands and tissues in the eyes that produce lubricants for your eyeball or eyeballs. You have more than one, don't you?
Yes.
But so what I would say is, whatever you can do to tackle and run toward your gut to improve it, that's going to increase the lubricity of your eyes and your skin and the rest of your body. Does that sound good?
Yes.
Well, let me tell you how to do that.
Okay.
What would happen if you start eating one Fuji apple a day? I just said Fuji because I like them. I don't care what they are. If it's a green Granny Smith that's the size of a small cantaloupe, fine by me if you want to eat that. But those contain what are called prebiotics, meaning they contain special compounds that encourage the growth of beneficial bacteria. Okay? Other things that I think would be a home run for you, if you were to eat what I'm going to call raw sauerkraut, that could be Bubby sauerkraut, it could be other brands, it could be kimchi that you buy that's refrigerated because it's raw, then that's going to be a home run. You're going to start to transform your body to where you have more good beneficial bacteria so they can influence better lubricity of the eyes. I'm not really sure what the word lubricity means. It just sounds like it might go along with lubricating the eyes. How about that?
Yes.
Okay. The other thing that I want to run across, so if you're not currently taking omega-3 fatty acids like cod liver oil.
I'm not.
I'm telling you, you might want to really seriously consider taking some cod liver oil, because cod liver oil, that is a rich source of vitamin A, vitamin D, but it's going to have a very significant profile that has a rich base of what's called eicosapentaenoic acid and then docosahexaenoic acid. I really just said those to impress you because I thought she would be so impressed if I gave her something she's never... No, I'm joking. But if you started consuming cod liver oil, what you're doing is you're helping your eyes heal and repair.
Okay.
And you can do that, right?
Yep, I can do that because it's miserable when I wake up in the morning. I feel like I've slept with my eyes wide open all night.
You know what I learned a long time ago? Sometimes if a person would put one drop of castor oil in their eyes, they can solve that. I'm not over-promising anything, but let me tell you this. I have been chastised by everybody that you can think of. I don't even register a response anymore. I just tell myself, Roy, it ain't worth it. Plus, they don't know what they're talking about. I do, and they don't. And so somebody chewed me out not that long ago over the use of castor oil for the eyes. Like, they were like a health expert. I thought, they don't even know what they're talking about. But there's a pharmaceutical drug that's called Restasis. You ever heard of that?
I think so.
You know what it's for? It's for dry eyes, just like what you're dealing with. So if you went to the doctor and said, hey, doc, my eyes are dry. What do you got? And he's going to say, guess what? I've got Restasis. Well, lo and behold, guess what's in the drug Restasis?
Yep. Castor oil.
It might be castor oil. I knew I was dealing with a smart cookie this morning. Yeah, so don't tell me that castor oil is all bad. And what will happen is if you put a drop, I mean, all you can do is try. I haven't overpromised anything to you. But when you put a drop of castor oil in your eye right before you go to bed, well, sure, there's going to be kind of a thick, film for a little bit, but it'll all go away. Try and see. So take omega-3 fatty acids. I also know this. If you're going to produce lubrication, and I thought about this while you were talking a while ago, and I haven't found it in the part of my brain where I stored it away, but it's there somewhere. But you've got to have B vitamins. You must have B vitamins to make all these things work. And so under normal circumstances, if you have enough good beneficial bacteria that live in your gut, they will do that for you. They will make the B vitamins. But under your present circumstances, what you may need is you may need to take some B vitamins. And just put them to the test and see.
So is it B1, 2? I mean...
Yes, and that's what I was searching for in my mind, because what I think is, I think that the first one you mentioned, vitamin B1, that's known as thiamine, that's the B vitamin that you tend to lose when you take a drug like omeprazole or metformin or any acid-blocking stomach drugs, or if you drink alcohol. Do you drink a boatload of alcohol every day?
No.
I don't think so.
No.
But drinking coffee and tea and soft drinks can cause a massive, massive loss of vitamin B1 in some people.
I don't drink. I mean, I drink a little bit of tea and a little bit of coffee. No, you know, sodas.
Well, would you call yourself kind of a worrier or a nervous person?
Not extremely. My sister thinks I worry, but I tell her I'm just concerned.
She's got you figured out, doesn't she? She thinks she does. But anyway, so one of the things that you'll notice is the eyes tend to become a little bit more dry if you're low in the B vitamins.
Okay.
So you can just give it a shot. Take some B vitamins and see if your fortunes change for the better.
Okay. Sounds good to me.
Okay.
I appreciate it.
You're welcome.
Well, I guess I'll be seeing you. Well, that was a joke. Seeing eyes.
Wait a second. I've just restored your vision. I just don't. Hey, that was great.
Uh-huh.
Thank you so much. That was perfect. I appreciate you very much. Bye-bye.
Bye-bye.
And I'll be seeing you too. That was so clever. The number here at the station is 903-586-5257. 586-5257. Good morning and welcome to the program.
Good morning, Dr. Morgan.
Good morning. Thanks for your call.
I'm calling because I have frequent migraine headaches, and I've had them for 5 years, and I can't remember going longer than 7 days without having an occipital migraine.
Did you say occipital migraine?
Yes, sir.
Okay.
They always happen behind the ear on the right side. So, and I have tried many things. I've tried chiropractic. I can get rid of the headaches by taking sumatriptan, but I don't like taking prescription drugs.
Do you experience burping and belching and bloating and fullness?
No, sir. I wouldn't say so.
Do you sleep well at night normally?
Yes. Most of the time I do sleep well normally.
Okay, number one, here's what we have to solve first. You have a hidden food allergy. That's all there is to it.
A hidden food allergy.
Yeah.
Okay.
When I say hidden, if you had told me that, hey, Dr. Morgan, when I have given up corn, my problems were over. But there have been so many studies, and I know this just from my own personal experience, that if a person has a headache in the occipital lobe, there's got to be a trigger to it. So that's all I really want you to be open to right now, that you've got something that you're putting into your mouth day in, day out, that's triggering an inflammatory response in the occipital lobe of your brain. And when that causes inflammation of those arteries that feed it, bam, you got a migraine headache. So I'm very sympathetic.
I might say we have given up all wheat. We've given up grains and sugar.
Awesome.
I used to be a sugar holic. And I loved chocolate. I've given up chocolate. I may have a glass of wine once, maybe twice a month. I drink a cup of coffee in the morning and maybe a cup of tea later in the day or something.
Okay.
I'm now using lemon juice at your recommendation, and I'll have hot lemon juice and maybe put some pomegranate juice in there, you know, to flavor it.
I'll rub lemon
on the back of my neck. So
this
anyway,
is all good. Well, the next thing, if that doesn't prove to be true, so just keep an open mind. I just need you to prayerfully consider that there's maybe something that still remains that you haven't been able to tap into. But as far as the other, you're awesome. I'm telling you, you are one dedicated, disciplined man.
Let me tell you, with a migraine, I'll change my food habits any way I can.
So, but with the occipital lobe, my main concern now is there's such inflammation that's being generated in that area that is causing the blood vessels to just go cattywampus. That's not a real word, but you know what I mean, don't you?
Yeah.
And so we have to tap into that. And so one thing that I want to think of just for a second is I want to think about the condition of your arteries and your veins.
Okay.
And so as far as you know, is your heart in great working order, or have you had any issues with your heart at all?
No, sir, I haven't. I do have sleep apnea.
Well, we have to solve that, because that's going to be low levels of oxygen.
Okay.
And so
I'm using a BiPAP machine, but I would love to give it up if I could.
Hey, let me ask you this. I know you're going to be straight with me. Have you ever had like any major blows to your head, to your occipital lobe? Anybody ever hit you in the head with a hammer?
Years ago, I was ducking underneath an auger in a barn, and I hit my head, and it caused. Sometime later, I realized that my finger was going numb on my left hand.
Well, did you have migraine headaches prior to hitting your head on the auger?
No, sir. And I must say, I didn't have migraines until years later.
Well, I know, but this is the only point that I want to make right now or figure out.
Uh-huh.
Is it true that you had no migraines prior to the auger?
Yes.
Okay, that's all I'm saying, because what happens if you have an injury to the brain tissue and you don't actually resolve that, then what you'll get is you'll get a patch of brain cells that just become inflamed and defective. I know that doesn't sound good the way I'm wording it. But see, that's what I want to focus my attention on. If we figured out that you've got an area within the occipital lobe of your brain that's been injured, I don't have any problem totally buying into the idea of PTSD. I am so devoted to that idea, because there's people, whether it's emotional abuse or chemical abuse or physical abuse or an injury, I think I sort of understand that. Now, maybe I'm being kind of selfish, because I've been knocked out exactly 3 times in my life. Once I flipped a bicycle, landed on my head. I was out for probably 10 minutes. Another time, I hit a tree head first. I still remember who I was with. I was with Chris Day at the time. You know who Chris Day is?
No.
He's one of the nicest judges you will ever meet in Cherokee County. I love the guy. But I woke up and I said, "Chris, is that you?" I really didn't say anything. I couldn't talk. But the other time I got hit in the head with a hammer.
Oh.
And so I didn't see it coming, by the way. It was from behind. Somebody hit me. It was not fun. But anyway, so from that perspective, I've sort of delved into the idea of having some type of brain injury that can eventually lead to, you know, problems down the road if it's not resolved. And so that's all I'm saying to you.
Uh-huh.
You've got to consider that maybe that auger injury left a mark on your brain that we need to focus on trying to clear up and remove. That's all I'm saying.
Okay.
Do you know what the spice is called saffron?
Saffron?
Yeah.
No, I'm not familiar with it.
Well, okay, it's known as the world's most expensive spice. And so if you were to go on a website and just look up pictures of saffron, you'd look at it and say, "Oh, I know what he's talking about now." But I want to float an idea.
Okay.
There was a study that I read about where, and I realize this may not be super relevant, but just let me kind of float this idea and you just kind of think within yourself what you want to do with it, okay?
Okay.
There were children that were raised in just brutal, traumatic home situations. I'm not going to really flesh that out, but let's just say it this way. These kids had attachment disorders. They had aversion to communicating. They were withdrawn. All of them tested positive for having PTSD, post-traumatic stress disorder.
Yeah.
And so what they did was, in the study, and I found this very, very interesting, they said, let's use the typical, you know, class of drugs known as anti-anxiety medications and antidepressants to see if we can help these kids cope. And then they compared them against saffron. Well, saffron outperformed the chemical drugs. And I thought to myself, yes, another one for God's creation score. Now, let me say this way, because I know I can't, like, flesh it out in 10 minutes. Saffron, it has the most unique ability to remove inflammation from brain cells and from neurons. Now, let me just say it this way. Do you need that? The answer is yes.
Yes, I do.
Yeah. I know you get that. I'm not talking down to you, but so the idea of taking saffron. Now, if you were to go online, like to a website that sells supplements, I'm not saying it has to be Amazon.com or Vitacost or whoever, or a health food store, but if you were to look up saffron capsules, you'll find out a lot of times they come in at 88.5 milligrams per capsule. What I would say is we might want to experiment, we meaning you, with about four capsules a day of saffron. You know what a bottle of it's going to cost you? About $14 and change. That's it.
Wow.
So, yes, if you got a boatload of it, it would be very expensive. But if you get a small amount, but let's just see if the saffron can help tap into the inflammation that you have in your occipital lobe. But that's the way that I want to look at this. What can we do to help heal that area that may have been injured? I just need you to be open to that. Doesn't mean I'm right. Hey, I haven't examined you. I don't know.
Yeah.
But that's what I want. That's what I want you to run toward.
Okay. What about the food allergies?
Well, you're going to have to get with somebody to figure that out. I mean, I can give you guesses all day long on the... And, you know, sometimes this turns out to be so weird. I had a woman that was just suffering horrible, horrible anxiety and panic attacks. And I went through everything. I'm going, great. I'm supposed to be able to figure this out, and I can't figure it out. And then she said the word strawberry. I said, let's try strawberries. Well, that was her deal. When she gave up strawberries, all her fortunes turned for the better. There was healing that took place. And so you know that I'm going to be honest with you. We have got to run toward this and find out what is your thorn in the flesh or what is the obstacle to healing. And you know what? Sometimes when it comes to natural medicine or even health care, the solution is removing the obstacle to healing. Now, I don't know that I can explain every bit of it, but if we discovered that you were highly allergic to, say, a peanut or salt or an egg from a chicken, well, the simplest test of all time is just simply to remove that from your diet and see if your body responds in a very favorable way, which means Mr. Jones now doesn't have to suffer from occipital migraine headaches anymore. But my mind tells me, my intuition tells me concerning you that we need to look towards some type of injury of that occipital lobe, and we need to run toward trying to clear it, heal it, repair it, fix it. So I don't know exactly what that looks like yet. I have some ideas, though, I promise you that.
Okay, well, that's great. My wife and I are both now taking zinc, 50 milligrams, K2, thymus, D3, 50 milligrams, magnesium, and B1. B1 at night.
Okay.
Well, and turmeric.
Have you seen any changes with your migraine since you've done all that?
No, sir, I haven't.
Okay, well, and all that means is, and see, I think that you're fabulous. I mean, everything that you're telling me is you really love and care about yourself. You want to fix yourself. I love every bit of it. But we just haven't tapped into exactly what the root cause of the problem is, right?
Okay. That's good. And
well, it would be better if we could fix it.
Yeah. We're also taking cod liver oil at your...
There you go. Well, there's still something remaining, and so... What would happen if you tore a rotator cuff in your injury and you never worked on it? Would it get better or would it get worse?
I think I'd have a problem with that.
What would happen if you had a broken bone in your ankle and you never had it set back in place properly? Would it get better or would it get worse?
Oh, yeah. It'd be painful. And
so all I'm suggesting is maybe you've had a significant blow to your occipital lobe and just no one's ever explained to you that those can get worse if the body is not able to heal and repair that. So just kind of keep an open mind. Now, I also know, just because I say this to you on the radio, doesn't make it so. I'm just kind of guessing.
Yes. Oh,
I'm
yes.
I'm just a good guesser, though.
Well, if food allergies are the problem, with as frequent of migraines as I have, I could solve it pretty quickly, I would think.
That's right, if you just knew what to avoid or eliminate.
That's right, and I do eat lots of peanuts because...
Well, I just said that because I've seen that before.
Yeah. We don't eat chips. We don't have Cokes.
You know, I'm going to do you a favor today. You're going to give me your GPS coordinates, and when those fresh peanut butter cookies come out of the oven, you know, the kind where you press the fork in them both ways and make like the tic-tac-toe,
yeah.
I'm going to take those off your hands, and you're going to say, Dr. Morgan... I have never seen a doctor make such a sacrifice as you. And then we will be friends for life. But, you know, that's my childhood fantasy. My mom, she would make peanut butter cookies. You talk about good. That stuff is like, I started to say crack cocaine. I don't know what crack cocaine's like. It's just a figure of speech.
Yeah. My mother, one thing she would always make if we went somewhere, she'd make cookies. And I had to stay out of the room. She chased me out of the room because I couldn't eat them before we...
Okay, well, what was your favorite cookie that your mama made?
Peanut butter cookies. as they were cooling, or I don't know, maybe before cooking, pressed the bark on the back side, top side, where it left the grooves across the top.
Man, that sounds so bad. I want some of that action.
Yeah.
You know what I told a woman the other day? We were talking about food and what we ate as children, but one of the memories that I have, my mother used to make these sour cream muffins, and they were kind of tangy and sour. But man, do I miss those. Now, the cookie that she liked to make, it was called a Boston tea cake. I don't know that I can explain that, but that was just her deal. And you know what I'm just totally crazy about? Anything to do with lemon. So if you have lemon zest on it or lemon juice, I'm your man. So if your wife could please cook either fish or something with lemon juice in it, I will be there.
Oh,
because I'm going to need strength to haul off those peanut butter cookies that she's making right now.
She is an excellent cook, and we just she helps me look for solutions. And
oh, I know. She's got to be just an amazing, amazing wife and woman.
Yes, she is. Lord's blessed me.
Can I ask you a personal question?
Uh-huh.
What cute little nicknames do you call her?
Honey.
Okay. Well, honey's like, you know, honey lasts forever. It doesn't ever go bad.
That's true.
You can tell her I said that she's never going to go bad.
I'll tell her she'll never go bad.
Thank you very much for your phone call today. I wish you the very best, and I'm so glad you called in.
Thank you so much. You have helped us so many times in the past.
Well, I love you, man. Keep up the good work. Don't give up, and we can figure this out, okay?
Thank you so much.
You're welcome. Bye-bye.
Bye.
I remember years ago, I had a man come to see me that had the worst headaches, and I'm not going to mention names, but he literally wanted to take his life because the pain was so bad. And I remember one of the remedies was just kudzu. So if you've ever driven across Mississippi and you've seen this vine-like, leafy growing vine grow on everything in sight, that's kudzu. How do you spell kudzu? K-U-D-Z-U, maybe? I'm telling you, sometimes kudzu... That stuff works for headaches, buddy. Okay, we're officially out of time. Thank you for your participation today. Lord willing, I will be back here this time next week at 7 o'clock. I hope you have a great weekend, and may the Lord richly bless you.